Welcome to episode 1 of 80 in HD with your hosts,
Jason. We have Stephanie here.
Hello.
And we have Georgie as well.
Hey, what's up?
And this is 80 in HD. And we're going to go into our first segment. I call it Techie Corner with Jay. We're going to talk about Google Wave. And Google Wave is a new, sort of like an online program from Google. And what you do is, it's almost like email meets message board meets document editor. And I don't know, we have any thoughts from
It's kind of like extreme document share. Like, you can show each other things that you have online and then go from there. You can, like, you know, compile a party and send out little invitations, and you can edit it right there on your screen.
Yeah, have you used any of the widgets yet? Like the yes,
what's
no, maybe?
I don't even know what any of this stuff is yet.
Oh, is that the thing where you said, there's a party in my pants, would you like to come? And it said yes, no, or maybe, and you could click on it and then send it back.
That might have been it, yeah. Yeah, that's the widget.
Get to those kind of things. I don't even know how to get there.
So Georgie's new at this. I'm kind of forcing her into this.
Yeah.
But
George doesn't need to be a nerd.
It's true. you gotta.
But it's okay because it's good for me.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's actually the widgets. You can actually share, like, as you're doing it. You can let's say you have a party planned. Oh, you have a whole bunch of people in your wave, and you can do the widget yes, no, maybe, and then each person in your wave can say yes, I'll come to this party, no, I won't, and maybe.
So, Georgie hopefully would say no to the party in your pit.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think everybody knows what a wave is. You should explain to them what a wave is. What does a wave mean?
Wave means it's really hard because it's a lot of things in one. It's actually, like I said, it's a message board, it's live chat, it's email, and document editing or document.
But each one, you create a wave, and what it is each one is a certain topic, and you can expand on that topic, but you can have a whole bunch of different waves going with different groups of people.
Exactly.
Right?
Like right now, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 waves going, well, plus 8 with my Twitter wave. So,
and you can always go back to that wave. It saves, so yes. People can go back and pick up where they left off from that wave with that same group of people.
Exactly. It's almost like that's what makes it kind of the email function, is that I can save my wave and come back to it later. And it'll tell me
and
how many.
It doesn't always have to be the same people.
No.
It's just whoever shows up in that whole, it's like a whole different room.
Well,
you can view it like it's a room with all different things in it.
Exactly.
So it's almost like a live email with an instant messaging kind of feel about it. Because
you get
an email, but then you can get those people on your wave and you guys can all be typing at the same time. It shows you while you're typing instead of saying, like, Georgie is typing. It shows you she's reading the party is here. And then
if I screw up and misspell something, you can go in there and fix my screw up.
but it does accountability. It'll say who edited the wave. So it's not I'm going in and saying I'm a dork, and there's accountability, which is cool.
Like, which we have already done and messed with each other's words and made it say bad stuff about each other.
Exactly.
Yeah. Google Wave is also like, tell them about it being in beta mode.
Oh yeah, it's in beta mode right now. So it's testing. So right now it's only a few people. Actually, there's a lot of people, but it's not out publicly yet.
It's by invite only.
By invite only, exactly. So I signed up for a while ago and just now recently got my invite. We were using Google Docs for the same thing, but then I got my Wave invite, so I invited everybody from that.
Right on.
Yeah, so it's really going to be a really cool, online program. which which is
gonna be very actually pretty impressed with it right now, and I don't really do a lot of all that different, you know,
crazy, but it's very instant.
It almost seems like it'll be able to fulfill all of your needs in one thing.
Exactly, and that's what I like about it, is the fact that when you're typing, I can already be commenting like a real conversation, because instead of at the bottom of like Messenger, it says so-and-so is typing a message. But with this, I'm actually seeing you type the message, so it's like an actual conversation, instead of having to wait for you to finish your message, press enter, and then there it is. So
it makes collaboration and communication for super busy people super easy.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I can come back to my Wave anytime. They're actually, Google is coming out with this thing called Google Chrome OS. And OS is an operating system. So like Windows and Mac OS. Google Chrome is a operating system that Google came out, is coming out with. And what it is it'll hopefully replace your Windows or your Mac OS, or like if you have Linux or whatnot. But what it is it's, they call it cloud computing. What it is all your programs aren't on your computer. It's actually on the internet. So when you turn the power on, I think they have it at 7 seconds right now. You turn on, 7 seconds, it's up and running, and you're on the internet. Because if your computer does not connect to the internet, are you going to use it? Probably not. So their thought was, okay, well, everyone spends their time on the internet. And with Google Wave, you can do all your document creating. So they're thinking there's really, in the future, there's no real need for the desktop icons and stuff. So, I mean, what do you guys think of this?
Oh, so you don't have to have desktop icons?
Like, well, I mean, you'll have your Google Chrome, like, icon.
So you don't have any of the programs on your computer, on your hard drive. It's
right.
Not on your hard drive.
Yeah, the Google Chrome will have...
Oh, so you like can internet. Have, like, Photoshop, Freehand, all that kind of stuff?
I see, I'm not sure about that yet, because it's still... Like, it's in beta testing. They just announced it, like, I think yesterday. But
so what kind of programs are they talking about?
Everything will be on the everything will be on the internet. I'm not sure if they'll actually integrate, like, the ability to put specialized programs like Photoshop, Freehand, Dreamweaver, or whatnot. But for now...
What kind of programs do you think they're talking about?
Well, I mean, you have the internet. First off, the Google Chrome browser. And then they'll have... then you have Google Wave, which is... what we discussed. Then they have Google Docs, Gmail, YouTube, you know, all these things that you can access right from the get-go. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, I think it's kind of cool, an idea, but I'm not sure if they'll, like, let you use things like Freehand and Photoshop.
I think it all sounds like it's way over my head.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a good idea in general, because...
Well, I just don't understand, like, if what makes it any different than what we got already if it's only going to allow us to use some of the basic search engines and basic things that they have now online versus programs? If they don't let you keep your programs on there without having to keep it on your hard drive, then how is it any different?
Yeah, so that's still, I'm kind of like not sure about it, because like I said, I just found out about it actually today, but I think they announced it yesterday.
But it's an operating system.
Exactly. So like you power, right now, it's going to start on smaller devices. Like, have you seen those mini computers?
The little laptops?
Yeah, we are looking. Actual... Yeah, we went to Best Buy the other day and you saw them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're it's going to start on those. And so what's going to happen is you're going to power up your computer. And hopefully it's your computer is always connected to the internet in the future, whatever. So you turn it on, and it automatically connects to the internet, because that's what your operating system
is. It just turns on to the internet. So
exactly.
It's just like, boom, on.
There it is. Yeah, exactly. So it's on the internet. And what's going to happen is you're going to click on your browser or whatever, and it's going to give you options. Actually, you guys aren't running Google Chrome. It's going to have tabs at the top with, like, your basic things. Like, you can... It's going to be your operating system. So, like, let's say it's your desktop. It's going to have tabs at the top, like Facebook, MySpace, all the things that you use on a daily basis. Because when you log onto your computer, do you use your programs right away? No, you go on the internet, right?
Yeah, right. And then you have to go sign into all the different ones.
Right, exactly. So, let's say...
Instead, it's just going to always have your set of stuff up there.
Exactly. So, like, you log onto your computer, you turn it on, you go to the tab that says Facebook, you click on the Facebook, and you're there.
Huh,
You know what I mean?
that's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool. I like the idea. So,
think it's going to be faster? Do you think it depends on the speed of your computer?
Yes. I don't know if you use, well, it'll be both, but I don't know. I'm using Google Chrome right now for my web browser.
Yeah.
And it is a lot faster than even Firefox, and you guys know how I love Firefox.
Yeah, I got Firefox.
Yeah, Google Chrome is actually really fast. It it refreshes really fast.
Well, I wonder when that's supposed to be coming out.
I don't know. It's in what they call Sandbox. Yeah, it's in what they...
They're kind of still shaking it through all the other things that they've got to get past. Yeah.
Because I think they're going to leave it open sourced as Google Wave is actually open sourced, which means that people can write programs for it. They willingly give out the code. You know.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to rake in the bucks eventually.
Well, I mean, Google, I think, will run the world someday because Google is amazing. But
It's like, you know, Google started out and nobody even thought that Google was going to be that big.
Actually, the second I heard about Google, I switched my browser. And that
I know,
was
isn't
years
that weird? And like Google is like it now, and it was just some crazy kid.
It wasn't a kid, I don't think.
Wasn't
but
it?
Oh, I think they went to like MIT
I
or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, or maybe not MIT, but the Berkeley.
Crazy kid. Okay, so let's see. Water was found on the new moon.
Yeah.
Oh, not
crazy.
on the old moon that we've had forever.
On the new moon. Jordy's got new moon on the brain.
Uh-oh. I know. I was thinking of something else that we don't get to talk about yet. But anyways, water was found
on the moon. Like, I guess what happened was NASA kind of gambled. They sent some sort of explosive to the moon to uncover what's underneath the, you know, the ground. And they actually found water on the moon. And so,
that's insane.
Yeah, so what that means is that
maybe it's just me, but does anyone else want to know what moon water tastes like?
Yeah, well,
I want to know what's in moon water. What kind of minerals are found in the moon water?
I think we should bottle moon water and market that.
Well,
dude,
that's funny.
I like water.
Download. Yeah, so actually I got a tweet the other day from someone randomly saying that that what you just said is that what does moon water taste like? We should bottle it up. And sell it for $2 a bottle.
Oh gosh, they would sell it for more than $2 a bottle.
I mean, would you buy a bottle of moon water for like $5?
I'd buy at least one bottle of water.
Yeah, I'd probably buy like one bottle for at least $5. So water was found on the moon. And what that means, I think, is that space travel will be a lot easier because we can have a base on the moon because people need water to survive. So now that they found water, they can build kind of an outpost, if you will, and then create hydrogen from the water for a rocket fuel. And there's little to no atmosphere on the moon. Actually, there's no atmosphere on the moon, but they can escape the moon better than they can escape Earth's atmosphere. So... what do you guys think of that, about space travel and the moon?
I think it's just one step closer to people trying to live on the moon.
I mean, would that really be that
I'm
big of a deal?
Yes.
Would you want to live on the moon? I mean, I think I'm nerdy enough to, like, live on the moon.
Dude, you would
I would move to the moon and start selling moon rock and things like that.
Into all the new and upcoming stuff. You know,
no, I totally would. Well, I would jump in my tinfoil suit and there in no time.
Probably got cool dome things up there so you can have a good
app.
Not yet.
It'll be like Xenon. Does anybody remember that movie, Xenon?
I sadly know
it'll
all the
be
songs.
Amazing.
Let's just not talk about it, you know. But...
Water on the moon. Nice.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So, I mean, I would definitely live on the moon. I think that'd be rad. As long as I have internet connection.
Dude, if the property's cheap, I'm buying.
Oh, I guarantee it's not cheap.
Dude, that would be so crazy. Just think, real estate. You could be a realtor for the moon property.
Not too long ago, they actually were trying to sell ad space on the moon. Like, they have high-powered laser beams that can... project images to the moon.
That is disgusting.
Could you imagine looking up at the moon and seeing a Coca-Cola symbol?
That would just, like, make me mad. Why do you want to pollute our outer space with friggin'...
How is that polluting? I guess
it is polluting. Yeah. Because you're never going to be able to see the sky as beautiful and unlittered with all that crap.
Yeah, I know. I totally understand.
You're supposed to be looking up and seeing the man in the moon, not...
Well, now they can have a face of a guy, and it'll be the man in the moon.
Friggin' billboard in the sky.
Yeah.
You could see our Pat's face on there now for the new moon.
I don't want to. We don't want to. We like our moon how it is.
All right, so Earth Hour is this thing. It's happened first in Australia. Earth Hour is kind of like a vote, if you will, to say for fighting global warming. This little city in Australia, they made kind of like a statement saying, for 1 hour, we're all going to turn our power off, our lights, to vote to fight against global warming.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. I think it's really cool. And they turned their lights off. And it kind of like in Sydney, it obviously kind of made an impact. Or not Sydney, but in Australia. And then the next year, Sydney, the whole city of Sydney. So instead of the small little town, this whole city of Sydney turned their lights off for 1 hour to vote for.
That's awesome.
Right. And it's actually.
The whole friggin' city?
Yeah. Well, now last year, it was global. Now it's global now. So cities within the U.S. have done it now.
Let's start picketing.
Well, on the website, on my website, there's a little link on there too. earthhour.org.
We should do Earth Hour. Let's start making people do Earth Hour.
Well, there's actually, like, they have a summit, if you will, in Copenhagen, and it's like a whole bunch of countries are coming together to pass some sort of law about global warming.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, should we, like, try to get our country to do it at the same time?
Our countries...
Is it just countries? The whole country's doing it over there?
Right, well, all our countries are coming together for a summit, which means all the world leaders are coming together, and they're going to try to work out a deal where they agree to lower emissions and, you know, try to fight against it.
Right.
But all countries have to be on this bill. You know, they have to be together on this. So what they have is this Earth Hour actually has something called Vote Earth.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, it's called...
Oh, I seen that. And it asked me if I wanted to vote Earth, but I wasn't sure what that was.
Yeah, so what it is you're telling your country that you're casting your vote saying, yes, I'm for Earth. You know,
okay, we can put that vote in, but...
It doesn't mean anything.
Is there a certain time we should turn off all our electricity that we could join in?
Yeah, like I have it in my calendar.
We should look at it so we can do it. We should could get picket signs. I'm telling you, let's.
Well, they have shirts and stuff. Yeah, they have. Well,
we can tell them go to this website, check it out. Vote Earth.
Let's stop whatever.
Are we trying to stop?
Global warming. you're down for some sort of. You're letting the S hit the fan. You're like, yeah, let's do this.
March 28th.
Yeah. It's March 28th at 8 o'clock in the evening. On that.
Okay, that's it. Global warming. Is this stop global warming?
Are you done?
It's to stop global warming.
Yes. Okay, are you listening to anything I'm saying?
Sorry,
Okay, so I'm trying to tell you what Earth Hour is. Okay, so there's Vote Earth for Earth Hour. What Vote Earth is, in 17 days, 7 hours, 31 minutes, and 50 seconds, there's going to be a summit, Copenhagen, and they're going to cast their vote, or each individual country is going to cast their vote to... I guess it's kind of like a law, kind of like a global law that or agreement that they're going to lower their emission standards, you know, or not lower the standards, but, you know, make them greater and make their...
Pretty much make our
environment
world
better.
A better place, our environment,
exactly.
our, reclaiming the environment and hoping for more natural resources.
Yeah. Here, actually, so. I've got a little commercial here. I'm going to play it real quick. So, yeah, and then we can talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
So I'm going to play it right now.
This year, the world's first global election is taking place. An election between Earth and global warming. On December 16, world leaders are meeting in Copenhagen to vote on taking action against global warming. It's time to make our voice heard as one global people, to make sure world leaders vote Earth. Visit earthhour.org to show your vote, because global warming is not about what country you're from, it's about what planet you're from.
So that very creepy voice.
Guys, yeah,
exactly what...
you guys are worse than I am. I just want
to
know.
I think we're living on the moon.
Not yet.
Almost. That sounded so alien.
Have you been hitting the sauce, Mom?
What? No.
You heard her pouring it.
That was like a giant keg of wine she has next to her. Next to her.
I'm just saying, desk. It does. It sounds so friggin'...
Anyways, so it's just, and what's cool is kids can vote, you know, if they're really proactive, they can vote for their country, you know, hey, I believe in this cause, I'm going to vote for this. I mean, I guess the votes really don't mean anything, but it's definitely a voice. It's your voice to say that I believe in this cause, which is cool. And
yeah, it is. It's just, it would be nice if you really believe in it that much to take it one step further.
Right, by on,
picketing.
You can do that, yes. But also, I mean, like, I have a widget on my website that directs them to the Earth Hour webpage. So, I mean, that's kind of something I'm doing.
Yeah, that's a start. Go there first.
Yeah. Anyways.
And then call me.
And then you get a picket?
We'll go picket in Seattle. Start a riot. Get all crazy. Get on TV. Once you're on TV, then everybody will hear about it. Dude, that's what you do. You go out, you start a riot, and then you get on TV when the cops are beating
you
down.
How are you...
And your picket sign, you're waving your picket sign and they're hitting you with their...
And it says Vote Earth? I'm pretty sure that's not the kind of publicity they want.
Vote Earth! Get the website. Yeah.
Somehow people think that that's probably the most positive way to get your point across. By getting beat up by police and hitting them with your stick over.
Hey, that's her style. Leave her.
Man, you get out there, you're getting your picket sign. You can't afford to get on radio or TV. You got to get on TV to hit as many people as you possibly can.
With your sign or with, like...
You start a riot.
You don't need a riot. You just start a rally. There's a difference between a riot and a rally.
Okay, how do you start a rally? And do rallies get you on TV?
Yes.
Yes, how?
If it's a big enough gathering, then the news will be there.
See?
And then you don't have to be violent.
You cut the people in half and start a riot with a big enough people, and then get the job done quicker.
I don't understand you at all. You're so weird. Anyway, so global warming... On, what month was it?
March 28th.
March 28th, 8 o'clock at night. Turn your lights off for 1 hour. Don't run any sort of electronic equipment. And, you know, play a game.
Wait. That was March what?
28th.
And unplug things, too. Like,
yes.
Even though your power is off, things being plugged into walls still draw energy.
Exactly.
So unplug your cell phone charger. Unplug your TV. Unplug your lamps. Just go natural for a while.
Yeah, like maybe light some candles and play
and
a game
for how long?
For 1 hour.
For one hour, yeah. Man, that's so easy. Who can't do that?
Exactly, and you know
that's
gather
easy.
Your family, have like a little candlelight party and play a board game or something for an hour.
Yeah, by the time you get everything unplugged and your candles lit, the half hour's
there
gone by.
You
got a half hour to go.
Exactly. So I mean, it's really that easy. And imagine if like. Whole cities turn their power off for 1 hour. Imagine how much energy that's saving.
Yeah, no doubt. I am serious. It's like if all those same people saved one penny and put all the pennies together,
they'd have a lot of pennies.
Yeah, the same thing with power. It's a lot of power.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we can stop global warming with pennies,
But
but
no,
it's
but you
hot.
know,
Very good.
I'm not
What
saying
are you gonna
stop global
do?
warming. I'm just saying in comparison is how much you would have.
It might be a little bit more than a penny. I don't know.
Now, all those pennies together would be like thousands of dollars.
Probably.
Probably
You're
more
probably
than
right.
thousands. Lots.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Anyways, so now we're gonna move on to movie news, and I'm gonna let Stephanie go ahead and take control of this one.
So this week, as everybody knows, was Twilight Week.
The new moon,
The new moon
right?
did come out last night. Yes, new moon
Oh,
came out
sick.
last night, which is the second book in the Twilight series, movie number two. And as we've all seen, the little 12-year-olds running around with Team Jacob, Team Edward jerseys and their vampire teeth and such.
Ew.
So even though I hate to give in to that stereotype, I would like to know who is Team Jacob and who is Team Edward?
It depends who's seen the movie. See, I
Well,
only seen the first movie, so there
yeah.
was no Edward on that one, was
Yes,
there?
he was the main character.
Edward is the main
What?
character.
He's
Oh
the
wait, no,
vampire.
I'm
Oh,
talking about the other guy.
yeah, Jacob. He was in there for
Jacob
a
and
few
Edward.
scenes.
So those who are not exactly Twilight diehard fans, Jacob is the Native American kid that is it's her best friend. Her dad is like really good friends with Jacob's dad, and they reunite as Bella comes back into town. And then Edward is supposedly a smashing stud who is all mysterious, and she finds out in the first movie is a vampire.
And then he said he would wait for her forever and he wouldn't turn her into a vampire because he didn't want her to live a miserable, horrible life like him. Okay,
Exactly.
so I got a question. Are
Okay.
we voting for the characters or who they are in real life?
No, we're voting for the characters.
The characters.
Like, we're voting
Okay.
Team Jacob versus Team
Character
Edward.
Jacob versus character Edward.
Oh, okay, so it's based on character.
I personally am Team Jacob because, he's a werewolf, he's Native American, I'm Native American. Yeah, we gotta stick together. So I'm Team
That's kind
Jacob.
of cool. That's pretty cool. I haven't seen the second one yet, so I really can't judge because I don't know his new how much because he seems like he's going to be a huge part in the new movie.
He is
Right?
a much bigger part in the
He's
second movie,
almost
yes.
like he takes almost the place of
You guys see it already?
no, we read the
No.
books.
So he does take on a bigger part.
Yeah, he
Yes,
almost
he does
takes over
have a much
the
bigger part.
yeah, he almost takes over the lead though.
Yeah, that's what it kind of looked like in
Because
the
what happens is
commercial.
Edward goes somewhere for a while. And so you get a lot of
Spoiler.
So does Bella fall in love with him?
That's
Yeah.
actually something you have to watch the movie for. We're not going to give that up in this
You're not
podcast.
going to let me know that?
No, you
So,
watch the
easy
movie.
answer. Are we Team Jacob or Team Edward?
It's not fair. Most people who have to make that decision is supposed to watch the next movie
Or read the books.
or read the
Right.
books. Which,
So,
if everybody already read the books, then you could give away that information
based
because
on
everybody
the
already knows.
book, I believe I would fall more towards Team Edward. However, due to certain parts that were cast as Edward, I almost stick more towards Team Jacob because I was kind of on the fence during the books because the books are written with such better characters, whereas the
Oh,
movies
really?
don't really depict that.
Right.
So I think I almost became Team Jacob because of the movies.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because of the movies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, see,
Well,
I don't want to make a decision right now because I haven't seen the
yeah.
new one yet and I don't read
Yeah,
the book.
if you haven't read the books, it's kind of hard to make that decision, I would imagine,
Yeah, it's
because
fair.
the books are so much more detail.
Right, that's what everybody always tells me.
You can hear
Yeah,
what's going
which
on
one
in
do
their
I read?
head. So, I mean,
What?
like you can hear what's going on in their head, which makes the books, you know what I mean? Because you get inside of who
Yeah,
the character is.
exactly.
Yeah.
That's what's always
You
better about books is that you know more. Isn't
do
that
get
weird?
much more voice from the books.
And exactly. It also explains their feelings and everything. Mm-hmm. And on TV, they have to act it out and you have to guess.
Yeah. So, which exactly. I think, yeah, that kind of, like, do you like the actors? Like,
yeah, as far as actors, I don't know if I like Edward. I've heard a lot of bad stuff about him.
Like, what? I mean, like, what bad stuff have you heard?
I don't know, just that he's dirty and he doesn't shower. And he's I'm serious. Did you hear that? What?
I've never heard, but that's funny, I would imagine.
Well, they say he doesn't wash his hair or something, and that he's really stinky, and that, you know.
Well, in the books, like, if you read the books, they draw Edward as this, like, amazing-looking, amazing-sounding, amazing, just, like, creature, not even a man. He's just, like, unnatural.
So, like,
and
me.
And then have Robert Pattinson.
Ew.
And I...
Robert Pattinson
is the guy that plays Edward.
Oh, okay.
And he is just so
gross.
I don't even know. Yes, gross. Thank you. And
they didn't pick a very good character for that person, right?
Right. They did a horrible job at picking. Somebody
yeah, I think he's ugly.
Oh. Yeah.
Almost alien-esque.
Yes, he's just gross-looking. He doesn't look like something cool.
And I always... Go ahead.
We haven't gone and seen the New Moon movie yet because it's all sold out still.
Dang.
Yeah, it's still sold out. It came out last night, and we called today to see if there was any tickets left, and it's still sold out.
I wouldn't mind going and seeing that movie. I like that movie.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that the director switch, because they changed up the directors as well. The original director, I believe, got fired for something, or somehow there was a director switch. I don't want to say she got fired officially, because I don't know that for sure. But I'm hoping they did a better job with the new director and getting the characters right.
Yeah.
Because... the first movie, like, a lot of times when the characters came on screen, I just burst into laughter because, like, Carlisle, who is, I guess you could say the head vampire.
The dad.
Kind of, like, head father, yeah. When he came in, he was, it was comical. The faces he was making, and Jasper as well, he was making this horribly, like, I smell something bad face.
But a mix of constipation.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't quite know what was going on with that. And Bella looked like she was about to sneeze the entire movie.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping they kind of get those kinks worked out in the second movie.
Definitely.
But we'll see.
So next, I guess, is what's on TV with Georgie?
Yeah, so what is on TV?
We've
not
been...
Lost.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
Yes.
I guess you.
I wish it was on.
Oh no, you don't, because it's the last season.
I know, that's not fair.
Yeah.
I can't stand it, but yeah. So, and neither is
Kyle XY.
Yeah.
That show is so lame.
How many people watch that? I wonder how many people actually watch that.
I don't know.
I mean,
probably not a lot.
Weird if a lot of people watch Kyle XY. Because
that show is, like, delightfully crappy. Like, it's got horrible cameraing and horrible... The whole premise is really not that great, but it is a great show.
And for some reason, it sucks you in.
That's just it.
Even though it's so retarded, but it's not really retarded, it's just... I don't know.
The campy morals they try to show in every episode... are what kind of drags it down a little bit, but yet draws you in.
Yeah. I'm like, that to me is what makes it good. It's great. And it's like techie and nerdy for me, which I like a lot. And then it's got kind of like the love triangles and stuff. That's fun.
Right. Yeah.
But they canceled
it. The whole no belly button thing is pretty weird and cool looking.
I wish I didn't.
And the whole thing going on between the other alien chick, you know.
Yeah, I wish I didn't have a belly button.
It's kind of like an alien show, sort of, but not as
They're
cool
not
as
aliens.
V.
Yeah, V is kind of.
I don't know if I like V, though. I mean, I like it, but I don't. I'm not sure. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I kind of like it.
It's still working itself into, like, what's going on. There's only been a few episodes, so we don't quite know everything, but yet it's still really predictable.
Yeah.
So that's where it's kind of lost.
Yeah. Exactly. You're right. It is very predictable. So hopefully it actually starts adding some twists and it's not like just something else you've already seen.
Right. So, I mean, I definitely like it, but it's not, it's more of like on level with like Kyle XY, because it's not great, but it's something I'm
right.
watching.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. It's not amazing. It's not like Lost or...
Like Lost, anything. After the second episode, I was hooked.
Exactly. Like V, yeah. It's not that great.
Exactly.
I mean, it is good. It's a good show to watch. The thing with V is we're almost there. We're almost one day that could be our reality.
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
Especially if you listen to that friggin' thing you just played earlier with the whole, oh
Anna.
My God.
The vote
yeah,
birth.
Anna in your head.
Oh. They're freaking out because they have headphones on, so they don't have
yeah.
feedback.
And it sounds like when I listen to Stephanie and Jade, they're in my head, so it's kind of this weird thing. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Just so y'all know, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
So.
Well, and has anybody noticed, I can't help but think it every time we sit down and watch V or Flash Forward, these, like, extreme similarities to Lost.
Yeah.
Like, I can't help but think that these shows are almost trying to copy Lost a little bit. They're trying to get on that same wavelength, and they're not nearly as good, so it's making it.
Or
that much worse.
Or is it that we're trying to like compare it to Lost? Is that maybe what's going on? Because it does have, it's got Juliet from Lost with V, and then with
yeah.
Flash Forward
yeah.
it has Dominic Monaghan and the girl who plays Penny.
Did you know that the yeah. doctor off of Lost used to play on Party of Eight?
Party of Five?
Party of Five, yeah, that's right.
The doctor on which
you
one?
You added a couple extra characters.
That was the unaired episode.
Yeah.
When the cousins came to visit.
Okay, so. Anyway, just to be sidetracked.
Which one? Which, the doctor?
Yes!
The doctor, know. No, the doctor on Lost is Juliet.
No, the man doctor.
Oh no! Was he the main guy?
You know who I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, Jack.
Name? Why can't I think of it? Charlie? No, not
Jack.
Jack.
Was
yes.
he? Was he the main guy on Party of Five?
He was Charlie. Yes.
No.
He was.
Oh my
Look
God!
At it.
I'll have to.
He was.
I know. Like
he
thinking
was.
About it, that is
he
so
was.
Cool.
I was watching Party of Eight. Where are they now?
Party of Five, Mom. Party of Five.
What I meant.
No, you keep saying Party of Eight.
Well, there used to be a show called something
no,
about me.
No, no, there wasn't.
Yes, there was. Yes, there was.
She's at
Family of Eight.
That's so funny. All right, so I can, yeah, I'm Googling Party of Five. Oh my God, that is so funny.
I am serious. It's a trip. I seen it and I was like, no freaking way, man. It's Jack.
It totally is. That is so funny. Well, that's okay. Yeah.
One of the girls got her start, and it's that heart chick. Jessica Love Hewitt.
Is she? Oh. Is that Jennifer Love Hewitt? No.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Is her name Jennifer?
Yes, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay, see.
She was one of the, she's the one that was dating the younger brother.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been forever because you used to watch it, and then I was just there.
I know. We
so.
Used to watch it. That's what's so crazy is we used to watch it.
Yeah, I had the biggest crush on the Claudia kid.
I know. You were so in love with her.
Oh,
and Princess Leia.
Oh, no. It's true.
He thought but, Princess Leia was awesome.
I just wanted to grab her buns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hair.
Awkward laughter.
Insert. Awkward laughter here. Anyways, so you like the show Jericho, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jericho was awesome.
Yeah.
I think that was right up there with Lost for me.
It was definitely
right up there with Lost. When I was watching Jericho, there was moments where I said, I almost like this better than Lost.
Oh, you're sick.
You know, yeah, I know. When I actually rewatched Lost, I realized, okay, I had a moment of, you know, insanity.
Yeah.
You know, for even thinking that, but it was that close.
I mean, it was good. I will give you that. Cause...
It was underneath it. It is definitely something I would recommend for people to watch. It's worth watching.
It's like real life, though. That's like the stuff on that could happen, whereas Lost, did you like?
Heck yeah. That is all about how our societies are built, mm-hmm. how the structure of everything is. It kind of breaks it down to the bare bones of how we run our society.
Definitely.
And how they become formed. And yet they do it in a way that you are able to stay interested in watching the movie.
Yeah, exactly. And it was really good. I liked it a lot. But
I did.
It's no loss.
Definitely a series that people would not be wasting their time to go watch.
Definitely.
And they also talked about, I guess, how it was only going to have what? Was it one season and then the fans brought back a second season? Or was it the third season?
And they closed it up. Like, if you watch the first season, it actually got canceled. And the fans were like, what? Are you serious? Because they left it on a cliffhanger, a really bad cliffhanger. So they came back and they're like, okay, well, here's a 6-episode season and we're going to close it all up and here's a nice package. Right. And, I mean, they did a good job, but they could, and they could still technically go back and add more stuff.
Yeah, they definitely left it open enough where they could add more to it.
Yet they closed it up.
Or they also closed it enough where you felt like there was some kind of closure.
Definitely.
But at the same time, I guess they were talking about making a movie.
Which would be, I'd be okay with that. But I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
What's done is done, in my opinion. So, yeah.
But it's definitely worth watching.
Definitely agree.
Didn't you guys used to like, wait, that's TV stuff. Oh, yeah, so didn't you guys just watch, like, what was it called, California?
Oh, my God, the OC?
The OC. Oh, yeah, oh my God.
OC. Yeah.
It is the world's biggest, like, what do they call that, soap opera, but for, like, teenagers. And I would not watch it for the longest time. And then this guy at my work, because Stephanie watched it all the time, she's like, you should watch the OC.
I was in love with that show. Me and all of my friends, it was, like, a religious experience watching that show.
But that's definitely like another one of those series that wouldn't be a waste of time to actually go rent
Agreed.
Or buy or whatever and start watching it and get into it.
It is a, from a guy's perspective, it is a soap opera, but you don't really feel like it is when you're watching it. And then when you go to describe it, you're like, oh, I'm such a douche. Because I'm watching a soap opera.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same
time, it's like it's something that a guy and a girl can watch together.
Oh, exactly.
And the guy might get into it just as much.
Well, I mean, because it's got hot girls in it, and it's got music, and it's got all these different aspects that aren't solely, you know, for girls.
And I think why these shows do so well is because even if you, like, may not be able to, like, relate to them actually in real life, it's almost like shows like the OC, those kind of things can be real for teenagers, and I think that's why they relate to them so well, so that's why they like them. And then there's shows like Lost, where it may not be so relevant in real life, but you would almost want it to be relevant.
Exactly.
So, therefore,
exactly.
If you were stuck on that island, like, you would want it to be like that.
Not really.
So it drops in.
No.
Smoke monster?
Have all those different characters.
Smoke monsters are scary, but, I mean...
Smoke monsters are... Yeah, I can do without that.
Yeah, and then the temple?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fun.
The what?
The temple?
Monster guys with eyeliner would not really be on the
type of... But the thing is you have all those people. You got Jack, who's the doctor. You got Sawyer, who's the bait. Badass who will go kick everybody's butt.
Jeez, we know who mom likes. We know who Georgie likes.
You got the crazy gray-haired guy who's the spiritual dude, you know.
John Locke?
He's also a hunter, so, you know, he's drinking the food. You know, you got the girls who can do building and be badasses, too, and all this other stuff, and another doctor who, and then you got, you know, the other lady.
Juliet.
All these perfect people. Juliet, all these people. to totally make your society, and it's like we can fight those smoke monsters.
You can't fight the smoke monster unless you're John Locke.
And yet you have all the people who get the food, who take care of your sicknesses and illnesses. You got all these people, so your society is made. So why wouldn't you want
I think it'd be fun, as long as you're a new Otherton.
If you're what?
A new Otherton.
No doubt.
Because, I mean, at least you have the houses and whatnot, or at least the hatch.
Back in the time when Sawyer and them were finally happy.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Ugh, that was kind of crap. I like the fact that they were together, though.
Who do you want?
Jack and Kate.
You want Jack and Kate together?
Yeah, I do. It seems like, you know, the normal couple, happy, you know. Sawyer's just dirty and gross.
Jack
and I don't...
Kate are happy couple.
Well, yeah, they could
just
be.
Like Sawyer and Julia.
Yeah,
Juliet,
I liked that.
Couple. I like them together, too.
Yeah, so there we go.
That's how I think it should be. Sawyer and Juliet and Jack and Kate.
You should bring back Charlie. Someone needs to go resurrect Charlie.
He should have, I think he should be.
Action. Charlie is in... Charlie is in
Dominic
Forward, isn't he?
No, that's what I said. Dominic Monaghan. That's his real name. Sorry.
Oh, see, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, that's
They're connecting all of these shows, and I don't know if it's like my conspiracy theorist side of me.
No.
But there's way too many similarities, and in Flash Forward, they all black out, and then in Lost, they have flashes or whatever.
They have flash forwards and flashbacks. So, I mean. In the first episode ever of Flash Forward, in the background, they have a billboard for Oceanic Airlines.
Too many connections for it not to all fall together.
And on it says, perfect flight record.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's up with that? Because they crashed. But I think we're spending too much time on the TV section. All right. Do we want to move on to music news?
Music news.
We don't really have any music news, though.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, we have Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is actually really cool. She is such a weird chick. Did you see her on Alexa Chung?
Yeah.
That wasn't weird, though.
Did you,
that's
Jay?
Just it. She's kind of spacey.
No, it was weird. No, think about it. Did you see how she wouldn't even look Alexa in the eye?
Yeah, she was
hardly
just
ever. She kept, like, facing out on the crowd.
Yeah, she's definitely weird.
I don't know if she was trying to make more eye contact with the crowd because she's used to looking at the crowd.
Or if the...
There's
a monitor.
I like that about her. That was cool because that's what she was kind of saying is like, her fans are everything to her. She loves her fans. And you can tell she's all looking at her fans and she's all so focused on her fans.
Yeah. Plus, she has a new song too.
She's a super awkward person too, so I don't know if that could be part of it. It's just that she's really
antisocial,
uncomfortable in those kind of situations.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I really actually, after watching that show with her on there, that made me actually like her because before I didn't really have an opinion. Was like, just another famous person, and it's like, she's so weird that I think it's cool.
Well, that's just it. Like, have you seen any of her performances?
Yeah, I seen it on the Music Awards thing where she was all in
my
white feathers and stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah. I know.
I think she's a really amazing performer, and that's what I like about
her. She is. Oh, no. I actually, you know what? It's weird, but I actually do love Lady Gaga now. I mean, especially after seeing her in interviews and stuff, and how she's just kind of her own self.
Exactly.
You know?
And she doesn't care.
No, she doesn't care, and she does all these different weird, different things.
Exactly.
You know, and yet it's not just for publicity. It's because you really get this feeling where it's
that
her.
She's psychotic and amazing. Yeah.
It's just her being what she wants to be. It's not because somebody's telling her, go this way because you're going to make a lot of money if you put this outfit on. It makes you feel more like, this is who I am and this is what I like. You know? I don't know. Is that weird?
No, I don't think
that's weird. I think that that's like the ultimate self-expression, just being who you are and wearing what you want, even if it's the rings of Jupiter on a, you know, live show.
That was amazing, though.
But for some reason, she gives you that feeling where she's being real versus where some people do it just because it's the thing to do.
Yeah, I agree with that. Definitely. Yeah. So do we have any more music people, like news or something?
Just that the, what's that guy off American Idol that's putting out a new album?
Chris Allen.
Chris Allen.
Oh, yeah, Chris Allen. I'm actually pretty impressed with his stuff.
Yeah, he was really good. Did he win American Idol? No. Adam Lambert did.
He won.
No. Lambert did not win.
Oh, good. Oh, that's right. That's right. I don't think I paid attention.
It was down to Chris Allen and Adam Lambert, but I think that Chris Allen really won because he, even though his stuff is a bit the same, in a way he's much more like what American Idol wants because they want that guy that the teeny boppers are going to fall in love with, is going to play that pop music, not scream at everybody.
And can make great commercials. You know, they look at what your face looks like. Okay, can we advertise this?
Have you seen the Adam Lambert's new album cover?
No.
Ew, it's gross.
Do you
it's
ever wonder face. If they knew that Adam, what did you say was that guy?
Lambert?
Lambert.
Yeah, Lambert.
Yeah.
So do you ever think that American Idol may possibly have found out that he was gay and then rigged the vote or somehow did something shady to make it so he didn't win?
No, that's
no. You know, I think that America may have rigged it for him in that aspect because so many people are so closed-minded about that kind of thing. There were so many things coming out, like, I don't want my American Idol to be gay, and, you know,
are
gay
you
is not
serious?
The gay.
I didn't hear any of that.
There was a lot of media, especially, you know, over internet and stuff like that, about, like, Adam
Lambert.
Yeah,
Lambert, I remember
like,
hearing a little bit of something, but I didn't hear a lot, but I didn't get on the internet that much at that time either.
There was
always a scandal. I think every time I pulled up Yahoo News and stuff like that, there was always some kind of scandal with Adam Lambert. And then when he actually came out, they were, you know, then people were saying, oh, he's just doing it as a marketing ploy to get, you know, certain kind of listeners and stuff like that. But so when he was in the closet to America, which he never confirmed nor denied it, while he was on American Idol, they were all up in arms because they thought he was gay. But then when he came out,
they're like, oh, my gosh.
Then they were saying, oh, he's just doing this to get more publicity.
No, he never said yes and he never said no. It wasn't like he was because I guess they actually he disclosed it to them from the beginning in American Idol because you kind of have to, I think.
But they never said anything over
he
air.
Did?
They don't need to. Why would they need to?
He disclosed it in the beginning, so they
to,
probably
to
knew
American
from the
Idol.
Beginning.
They did know. They did know because they have to know all the stuff that may surprise people.
Right.
So you think he actually told them?
He did.
Well, like American Idol directors. And
yeah, exactly.
But they never ever showed it on American Idol at all.
Right, yeah, exactly. They don't do that.
So
then you don't think they were being biased at the end?
No, I don't think so.
I think that entire show is biased no matter what.
Yeah.
I think that if they are going to do what they're going to do, it's not necessarily going to be because maybe like the gay factor, but Chris Allen is going to make a record.
I'm cracking up because it's funny how we so got off track from the beginning thought. So what's the next subject, guys?
Social networking with Dr. Twitter.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, Dr.
I'm
Twitter, dude. Are you kidding me? You're not just Dr. Twitter. You're like the cop of Twitter.
Well, you guys need to learn how to do
Jason,
it right.
Just for the record, Jason does think he is the Twitter police. He thinks that he rules over all Twitter land.
In reality, that is true.
There's just things I hate that people do, and I go on rants. No, I've taught you relatively well, so you don't do it anymore. I usually
Georgie is very guilty of the text over Twitter.
Oh,
yes,
she's,
I am.
oh man. Like, in it, like, I don't mind like a retweet here and there, but if you're starting to have like a conversation with one person and you know their phone number, just text them. Because then I don't have to read it. America doesn't have to read it.
America doesn't read it.
Yeah, well, they have the public timeline. Everything you say via Twitter can be seen on the public timeline.
On what public timeline?
Have you not been on Twitter and seen the public timeline? Well, there's the public timeline, and it records everything that's being said, second for second. And so,
kind of.
yeah, and then I can type in to Twitter, and I can say, I'm looking for people who have said this thing. And they comes up with a list of people who have said this one thing.
What?
Yes.
Is that why certain people follow you that you don't know?
Exactly. Because actually, I had that today. Because I said Skype, and now Skype is following me.
Really?
So,
I want to try to figure out why all these people I don't know are following
well,
me.
that's
What
it.
did I say?
You set it to private, so they have to actually ask you
Yeah, that's what
so
Steph.
that they follow you. Because I have mine set to private because I don't want all these weirdos following me. Well,
Exactly.
yeah, I got a
Even
bunch of
if
whole
they're
bunch of.
following me, or worse, or bad enough.
Right.
Yeah. And I know them all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see,
Okay.
I would rather know who's following me
Okay, well,
than
you can
have a
go
bunch of.
online.
Perfect example. One of my friends has Twitter, and she has a friend of a friend that's following her, and because she doesn't have her set to private, and this kid started following her because she's following somebody else that they like, which is a band called
Oh.
Star. And he sends stuff to Cinema Bazaar because he's like one of those crazy band
Fan
fans.
fangirls.
And
Right.
he sends pictures of himself to the band
No,
person.
the himself, like his body parts.
Right, literally like himself.
Weird. Gross.
Entirely inappropriate pictures.
That's nasty.
Scarred because she actually showed me the pictures.
Oh, for God's sake, are you serious?
Gross.
Disturbing. It was like pictures of him and his boyfriend, or it was bad. And she gets this stuff because he's following her because she's following somebody that he likes. So if you don't set it to private, you get a lot of weirdos.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll have to check that out. So what is it that you guys like most about Twitter?
I just like I guess knowing what people are doing. Not that that sounds really weird, but like say you go hiking because I know you like to hike. I
Right.
like to know like to say, "Oh, I'm going to hike here." I don't have to worry about you because I know you're up in the mountains and I know exactly what mountain you're going to and
Right,
I don't
and then
have
that way, if I don't come home when I said I was going to be home, then you can send out the SWAT team.
Oh, I can send out the tweet saying, "Has anyone seen my mother?" You know? So,
Right,
it's
yeah.
a great way to keep involved with a lot of people all at once.
Yes.
And I think it's fun, to send out those random Twitters that are funny and then see all
Responses.
the responses, just like Jay's ego bet the other day.
Oh
Oh,
yeah.
yeah, that was
I had what I thought was
what?
an ego, and there's an ego shortage because two of the plants got shut down and have to restart up again. But now there's going to be an ego shortage. So I had what I thought was an ego, and I started an auction. I was like, I could have what could possibly be the last ego in Washington. So I.
So Jay sent out what is called a twit pic. So he took a picture of the ego on the counter and sent it out to everybody that was following him on Twitter and said, whatever it was, the last ego for a while, who, how many people will
That
bet
had
on it?
blueberries in it.
I said,
Yeah.
do I hear a dollar? Is what I said. I think I got up to
No, you
650.
said four, I think.
No, I started with a dollar and I got up to 650.
Okay. With like what?
No,
Macaroni and cheese and other things.
you bid macaroni and cheese and a toy. You and the girls
So
did.
I have the
$6.
conversation pulled up right now. So Jason sent out a picture of the ego and said one ego will hold due to shortage. I will be starting the bid at $1. Do I hear two? And Georgie responded with, "Oh, Justice and Candace, who are
My cousins.
Georgie's." Yeah, Jason's cousins, it's easier to put it that way. Justice and Candace
Right.
pulled their funds together and put up a bid of $4. So Jason responded as He should, with a retweet and everything. Do I hear $5? It has blueberries. And then another one of our friends bid $5, and then it got up to, it ended up being up to
$6.50.
Let's see, they throw in one Lightning McQueen car and a Tootsie Pop.
I asked what flavor.
Yeah, he got up
or
to
some My Little Ponies and some homemade macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
$6 in My Little Ponies, some macaroni and cheese. He got up to $6.50, McQueen cherry Tootsie Pop, and a Woody cowboy hat. And it just went down the hill from there until
when Stephanie finally filled us in that it wasn't really Lego, it was Aunt Jemima.
See, I was.
It was Aunt Jemima blueberry pancake or waffle.
Unbeknownst to me, I did not know this. I thought it was an Eggo, and I was excited for the money.
That he was too ADD to read the box that said Aunt Jemima.
It might be true.
That was awesome. And then as soon as we heard Aunt Jemima, we're all withdrawing our bets, man.
Yeah, funny. Okay, so.
But that's what Twitter does for you. That's what Twitter does for you.
I definitely like Twitter.
Twitter does have its days that it's pretty entertaining, but then
it can be. And then there's the times when the people like me and Sarah and Crystal start talking to each other. But at the same time, for being one of those people, I have to say that's one of the things I like most about Twitter is that when you are talking with a friend, you're not just texting one friend. You can text 4 or 5 friends all at the same
100
time.
Friends.
It's almost like Google. No, give me my moment. It's kind of like my Google Wave.
It kind of is. It's
instant chatting with a whole bunch of people all at the same time.
Which about
no matter where I'm at, wherever I go, dude, I can be at the grocery store. I can still join in the conversation.
Yeah, because it's via your cell phone as well. You can set it up to send a text message to your cell phone, which
is
fun.
And that's what I like about it because you can, you know, every now and then. And like Sarah, I don't get to see her all the time. I don't get to see Crystal hardly ever. And yet at the same time, it makes me feel like we're kind of hanging out.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, so I like, that's what I like about Twitter. Although Jay being, you know, Dr. Twitter Cop, that's what we call him, Dr. Twitter Cop, because not only can you ask him anything you want to know about Twitter and he'll have the answer, but he's also the cop who is telling us, okay, you guys, you got to quit your chatting over friggin' Twitter.
I'm like, just text already.
He's like, he's like.
Calls too.
Sorry, I can't hear.
Twitter is an over-Twitterer.
I do over-Twitter sometimes. Well, in the past, I haven't done it as much as I have.
Today, I was at work, and I had looked at my phone for maybe 15 minutes, and I looked at my phone again, and I had 34 missed tweets.
Holy crap.
Well, that's between you, Sarah.
Yeah, that was between three people. Georgie, Jason, and Sarah.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, but, I mean, if... Let's go through our social networks that we like. MySpace. What do you like about MySpace?
MySpace is kind of a thing of the past. I think MySpace has been kind of outrun by all these other social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter.
But I mean, they're trying
I like Facebook way better.
Yeah, they're trying to get up to speed, though. I mean, have you noticed that MySpace is turning in pretty much into Facebook? Wow.
MySpace is more and more like Facebook. The way it's set up, the fact that you can Twitter in your like they're connecting those through Twitter now, so you can actually do your what are you doing part and it goes into your status update,
right? Which I like a little better than the way Facebook had it, because Facebook just put it on your wall into the public timeline, and every you could fill up someone's wall with just your tweets. Which I did not like.
What I like about MySpace versus Facebook is that I love the way MySpace is laid out way better than Facebook. I like how you can, you know, give your MySpace all these, you know, different looks and stuff.
Customization.
But with Facebook, I like Facebook because it's all the people that you know.
Exactly.
Really closely. Yeah. I don't know. On Facebook, it doesn't seem as personal for some reason.
That's what I was just going to say. MySpace is definitely a little bit more of your own personal touch. Like, your wall is just blank. My MySpace page, like you actually have a profile, not just your wall. So my MySpace has like, I don't even know what it has right now because I haven't been in there so long, but I believe it has like a skull and like a paint splatter and stuff, which is very like my brain. And
yeah,
then,
and it shows you more of your personality.
Right. It's kind of like if you were to try to impress someone just by a picture, that's what your MySpace is. It's you. With Facebook, yeah. It's kind of your brain, the inner workings
it's
of your brain.
Very generic, yeah. But at the same time, it's like, I love Facebook because I know more people on Facebook.
And it's easier to contact them.
What?
It's easier to contact them or comment on something they've commented
on. It is, for some reason. I don't understand. I hated Facebook when I first signed on to it. I didn't like the layout. I didn't like the way anything worked.
You couldn't use it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, I was the same way.
You know what? I find myself on Facebook more than I do MySpace.
Like, I'm never on MySpace, ever.
Me neither. Hardly ever.
It's on my phone, so I can look at my updates and stuff, but other than that, I don't...
Although, I do think it is cool that MySpace did add a email address. They have the email on there now.
I think I have a MySpace email address, because I went on there.
You have a MySpace email address.
Yeah, I think I did that, but I don't use
it. Which is kind of a bonus because, you know, you send it out to all your email addresses in your regular email. So if that was on Facebook, if Facebook did that, I would only have to go to Facebook for everything.
Exactly. Right. But, I mean, I already have like 100 email addresses that I have to keep up with, so I don't need another email address.
I hate how I have to go to like MySpace, Hotmail, Facebook, you know, Twitter. Although it'd be nice just to have them all in one little bundle.
So that's why I keep trying to get you to get a BlackBerry, because with the BlackBerry, your email gets sent directly to your cell phone.
Yeah, BlackBerry there.
And I noticed how you, when you update on like your Twitter or what, or Facebook, I don't know. I think I see the same message in Facebook, MySpace, and everything.
Yeah, that's because he has it linked through that same thing.
No, sometimes I cut and paste because like my when I update on Twitter, it will update my status on MySpace. But then sometimes I want to say the same thing.
On Facebook too?
Sometimes I want to say it on Facebook. So what I'll do is I'll cut and paste. On my phone, and then through my application I have on my cell phone, I go into my Facebook, and then I can say that there. So, I mean, everyone knows what I'm doing if I want them to know.
Right. I was wondering how that worked, if it just all did all of them all at the same time.
I can
time.
Set it up for that, but it gets obnoxious on Facebook.
That's pretty crazy, but, yeah. You know, like, MySpace, I really love the artistic aspect of MySpace.
Agreed.
And some of the stuff they're doing. I like that they added, like, email. That actually is something that drew me back to MySpace. Because for the longest time, I wasn't getting on MySpace at all because everybody I knew was on Facebook.
Exactly. Okay.
You know? Well, and one of the other things that I like about Facebook versus MySpace is, I think Jason knows this, but I don't know if you know it, Georgie, but Facebook, when you post pictures on Facebook, they actually, like, obtain rights to that picture.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
So really? They can actually use any of the pictures from your Facebook for basically whatever they want. Whereas MySpace, to my knowledge, they don't have that. So on Facebook, I'm always a little bit leery about actually posting pictures on my wall and stuff like that because I don't want my face to all of a sudden show up on something.
Well, yeah, I didn't know that. And MySpace doesn't have that.
Not to my knowledge.
As far as I know, I don't think they do.
Weird. So Facebook can actually take any picture they want from anything. And use
legally.
It advertisement. Use it for anything. Don't ever have to pay you. Don't need a contract. Don't need anything.
Exactly.
Just that's part of why they
already say, yeah, that's a waiver you clicked on to join.
Exactly.
Just like when you use apps in Facebook, they always have you click a allow box for whatever application it is to access your profile and pull information from that.
Yeah.
That's all, like, giving them the right legalities to basically steal from your Facebook profile.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I didn't know that. That's kind of gross.
Yeah, it's always creeped me out just a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we should discuss businesses having Twitter.
Oh, yeah, so I didn't see that. Yeah, businesses, do you think, I mean, because I seen a thing about Sears having Twitter. Like I guess they're sending special offers and stuff over Twitter. What do you guys think of that?
I kind of see the benefits in it, but at the same time, what is this world coming to when we get coupons over Twitter? And I just read, I'm allowed to discuss it. I just read in my weekly paperwork at my job that Claire's is actually going to become part of Twitter. So you can actually...
Are you serious?
Yeah. The Claire's company is actually, as of November 24th, you can actually go online and sign up and get email notices and Twitter notices and all sorts of stuff. And they'll give you, like, fashion tips for the month or the week, however they are going to run it.
I could see...
And they'll Twitter you different coupons and stuff.
See, I could see how that's...
Say it would be good for Twitter, because the few people that do have Twitter may get these few special offers.
Yeah.
Right.
I like the idea of Claire's having that and doing the fashion tips. I think that's actually kind of a cool idea. But if they were just doing, 50% off, you know, blah, 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 I think that's kind of, there's advertising for that.
And I kind of see why the businesses would do it, because they're trying to reach their customers on a different level. They're trying to have, like, an entirely different relationship with their clientele. They're trying to give them that more connected feel.
Right.
So that they feel like almost like they have a bit of ownership over the company.
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess I would see why they would do it, but I just think it's a little bit ridiculous that everywhere you go, like, you drive down the freeway. We were driving down the freeway and saw some casino company that had a Twitter account.
Yeah, I mean, like, how am I supposed to read this? It was on the bottom right hand. Yeah, it was on the bottom right hand of this truck. How am I supposed to read this? And I'm like, ooh, I want to follow this. And, like, you're sitting there texting and driving. What's going on with that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I couldn't even read it, and I was like trying to, like, speed up a little bit to see what I could read. And I'm like,
you were texting and driving?
No, I don't want to.
You were reading your text while you were driving.
No, I was looking at the Twitter. I was looking at the back of the truck. Yeah. I like how you go on these things and you're so sure of yourself that I was texting and driving, but I was not.
Well,
I was reading.
You kind of just admitted that you were texting and driving.
I wasn't. No, but I was giving an example of what would happen if I were.
In the back of some truck while you were driving.
I wasn't reading it. Oh my god. No, I'm just saying, like, how am I supposed to, you know, read it off the back of a truck? Am I, like, supposed to have my phone out and be, like, texting, follow, @, and then the name, you know, I mean, how am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to write it down on a piece of paper while I'm driving?
I'm bad. I do text and drive.
Jeez. You admitted
to
it.
I should get a ticket. I should get a ticket. I try to text and drive.
So yeah, I think it's okay, but I think that they could I think some businesses, like Claire's, is cool because they give fashion tips, whatever. But, like, I think magazines and stuff would be cool that way. But I mean, like Sears,
like Walmart. Walmart has a Twitter account. What would you need a Walmart Twitter for?
What? A Walmart Twitter?
Yeah. Walmart has Twitter.
Let me look at their timeline real quick.
Oh, that's crazy. So what, they want to advertise on Twitter now?
Yeah, but what?
But you have to subscribe. You have to subscribe to them, right?
Yeah, you have to follow them.
I know. Everybody knows everything about Walmart.
But that goes back to the whole Twittering certain topics. Like, if Georgie were to Twitter Walmart right now, would Walmart start following her?
I think she should try it. Or I can do it.
The thing is, that's also up to each person. By saying Walmart chose that they want to say all this crap, so that almost becomes a personal preference. It's like, okay, so if I start following Walmart, then I have to know that they're going to send me advertisements. If right. I start following Claire's, they're going to send me advertisements.
Exactly.
Do I want to know what's happening at Claire's? Yeah, I want to know what's happening at Claire's because they got cool stuff on sale. So you know what? That could be a good thing. Walmart right. people, you know, maybe they're like, okay, I want to follow Walmart. So I'm going to follow Walmart because I want to know what's the newest thing on sale. You know, so it's up to each person. That's what I like about Twitter, is that you get to choose what kind of trash you get in on your phone.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right? Which, I mean, I guess that's...
Or email.
I guess that's a better way.
In a way, because...
Like, I like the idea of being able to pick and choose who advertises to me instead of just being bombarded by advertisements for, like, yeast infection cream. I mean, I'm a guy.
On your email address, you get all this junk mail, but on Twitter, you only get what you sign up for.
What I'm interested in. Let's say I'm interested in, like, Best Buy. I could follow their Best Buy thing.
Exactly, which, you know, so advertisement then isn't such a bad thing. Because you get to pick and choose who you let the advertisements come from.
Right.
So it's kind of like tailor-made spam mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if you want spam mail, or if you want to know about what's going on, or if you don't want any of them, if you don't want any spam mail, you can just say no
unfollow
to all of them.
Or unfollow them. Yeah, exactly. So I like that.
Yeah,
I guess.
Describe it.
So I guess.
Yeah, and you.
Okay, so I guess businesses, I like the idea of businesses having it, but I like the idea that I can choose which ones I follow so I can get the deals tailored to me.
Exactly, and so that's one thing that, you know, I don't want to say, oh, it's a bunch of crap because they're sending me all this spam. Well, guess what? They're not sending spam because we don't have to subscribe to them.
Exactly, so I guess I'm okay with them having it, but if and as long as they're not shoving it down my throat, I'm okay with that.
Right, exactly. And that's what I like about it. That's what's cool about Twitter, is because you can unsubscribe to anything. If you didn't like that, I send two text messages to all my buddies. You can. Can you guys hear that?
Hear what?
Oh, you can't hear my Cafe World over the freaking.
I like how you're playing Cafe. I like how you're playing Cafe World while we're sitting here talking.
Sorry. It just suddenly, the music came on. I'm turning it down. I can't even turn it down.
Like, what's worse? What's worse? Me playing, me tweeting about what we're doing, keeping, like, if we had Sorry. Listeners, it'd be relevant, or you sitting there playing your Cafe World while we're supposed to be doing this.
While we're doing the show.
Okay. So, final thoughts on Twitter accounts for businesses. Stephanie?
I think they're all right. I mean, I see the point of, they're a bit ridiculous, but at the same time, I really do see how that would benefit someone.
Right,
and
definitely.
The cool thing is like you said, you know what? On anything else, I think that it would just be something ridiculous, and that it's like, it's just another one of those scams. But the fact that it's on Twitter, and the fact that you can choose to not follow them is cool, because everybody has that choice, and you don't get stuck just getting bombarded by a bunch of spam.
I agree.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. All right, so I think we're getting ready to wrap it up a little bit here. I got what I'm calling Twitter Tip of the Week. This is a Dr. Twitter Cop, I guess.
Dr. Twitter Cop, for real. Not only is he the doctor, but he's also the cop.
Yes. I will police you.
I have so many tickets, you don't even want to know.
Anyway,
so what's the tip?
We're going to focus on lingo. Because, I mean, there's a lot of lingo that people coming into Twitter might not know.
I don't know if I know lingo.
There's a little bit of lingo. I think I've taught you some. But I guess today, anytime you're talking to someone, it's proper etiquette to, like, include the message that has been sent to you. Because I might not follow that person. Like, let's say you're following, we have a friend named Sarah. Let's say I'm not following Sarah, but you are. And you send her a message, and she sends you a message. I might not know what has been said, so you might say, oh, I like the hot dog. I don't know what that's in response to.
Okay, so I got a question for you.
Yes.
So, if you are doing it from your phone,
right.
How do you
include that message?
Oh, I think what for you, because you don't have BlackBerry or a phone that can cut and paste, you would just have to do like RT, which means retweet. You're retweeting what, and then you're going to go RT, and then you go at, and then the name of the person that has just sent you something. And you, like, I've done it before where I paraphrased what they had said.
Oh, so you just kind of say basically what they were
saying. Yeah, at, you go RT, their at name, and then paraphrase what they said, and then right before the RT, you put your comment in to that, and then everyone kind of knows what's going on, and you don't know, you know, so everyone knows what you're talking about instead of just being lost, like, why'd you just say I like hot dogs?
Yeah, exactly, So the people who are following the other people that you know exactly what you're saying.
Exactly, and that's kind of proper etiquette to let everyone know instead of just, you know, I like hot dogs, you know.
So in the fact, in the case that you are not where you can actually cut and paste because you don't have that, you should definitely paraphrase and just say at,
so and so,
whatever,
RT, retweet.
Yeah, so if you were following Jason, but you weren't following me, and I wrote, sitting at home eating cheese, and Jason wanted to retweet that, he would write, I like cheese too, RT, at, srezic, and then what I just said.
Yeah, exactly. And then people know that I say, ooh, I like cheese. And then they know why I like cheese, because Stephanie's sitting on the couch eating cheese.
Right, yeah, okay. Because, see, I was wondering about that personally, because a lot of the times I do most of my tweets from my phone.
Exactly, and you don't have cut and paste.
My phone is definitely not the kind that can do that.
Okay, and so is there any other words other than RT? RT is the biggest one, the retweet. A lot of people don't know what RT means.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was either. Yeah. RT, retweet.
To me, that's the biggest one.
And also, there's also direct message.
Oh, yeah, I guess from your phone, you're just going to go D, space, and then their name. I don't think you have to do the at symbol. The at symbol, I think...
No, you don't. That's only like when you're doing the at symbol, when you want everybody to
see. Exactly. So, because the at symbol before their name means you're talking to them. To a certain person, and people know, like, because you have to remember that Twitter asks, what are you doing? And you're supposed to kind of keep within the realms of what are you doing. Like, oh, I'm at home eating cheese. That's what I'm doing. Or I'm going to the store, or I'm online, or, you know, just keep, kind of keep that idea. And, like, if someone talks to you back, that's fine. Just make sure you keep the RT in there, the retweet, and then keep the conversation relevant.
Right, and I think even if, even if you have, like, a thought that you would like to Twitter,
that's okay.
I think that if you were to address it to people, it's not so bad. Or if you were saying, pondering the meaning of life, not just, like, the meaning of life sucks. Like, you're not just saying a basic statement. You're saying, I'm wondering about this thing.
Or wondering
it's
why.
A general statement. You turn it into a general statement versus...
statement.
Right.
Make it more. Make it more open.
Make your things more of an action kind of thing, because it is asking, "What are you doing?"
And it's more in general, not pointing.
Right.
Exactly. All right. So I think that kind of wraps it up for the show. It's really long. Like, I don't think our other shows are going to be this long.
If you'd like to contact us, you can email us at adnhdcast@gmail.com for any questions and or comments. You can also leave a comment at our Google Voice number, which is 360-474-7541, or visit our temporary website at www.vftbonline.net.
All right, well, that's the end of our show. Thanks for listening to AD and HD. I hope to have you guys come back. Just, you know, leave your comments and have us, we'll build on the show. And that's signing out.